Let's run to him, okay? Say, Father, give me ears to hear what you have already spoken. And yet what you're about to speak. So I'll catch a clue about what you're doing in each of us today. Amen?
Amen.
I started off this morning with a question that came into my heart. And it was pressed. How much of my 24-hour day is focused on pleasing myself? Wow. How much of my 24-hour day is focused on pleasing self? You want to try it on?
No.
Just close your eyes and take a chance, okay? Say, how much?
Of my 24-hour day
is focused
on pleasing myself.
That will be a challenge, won't it? Because once you see that out of 24, and the variances are different for every single individual. And I'm not trying to create any guilt or condemnation. I'm just trying to kind of stir you up a little bit. And when I stir you, I stir me. Because if I get to identify how much of a 24-hour day is really given to him, it might be surprising to me who my allegiance is to. And if my allegiance is to myself, who's my God? Jesus speaks just what the Father has taught him or shown him. So we're on an a little journey with the Amplified this morning. So we're going to go to St. John, and we're going to go to chapter 5 first. And we're going to look at the people that were surrounding him at that time. Now, he's confronting some very wise people of his day. And verse 39 is how we're going to kind of get to look at the Christians of that day, or the believers of that day. Because the Jews were the chosen generation, correct? And the chosen people. And he's telling them, you search and investigate and pore over the scriptures diligently because you suppose and trust that you have eternal life through them. And these very scriptures testify about me. And still you are not willing but refuse to come to me so that you may have life. Talk about getting hit right square in the middle of your forehead. How many Christians pore over the scriptures and they dictate to everyone how to live and they have no relationship with their Father? Because you don't see the attributes of the Father coming through them. You only see the attributes of selfishness. Isn't Isn't that a wow moment? Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to get you to focus on anybody else but number one. If I can look at myself and say how much of my day is dedicated to me, then I'll get a see who's serving who. Amen? And that includes how much we run away and serve ourselves. How much we escape. And you can escape in the scripture. And that's what he's telling them. While you're escaping in the scriptures, what are you doing? You're trying to gain eternal life through them? Yet we still don't come to him. We're not willing to come to him. Verse 41 is kind of scary. I receive not glory from men. I crave no human honor. I look for no mortal fame. Oh, you say, wait a minute. Why are you telling me this? Because I'm hoping it'll awaken you as to seeing who you're focused on. It's my job to lift you into a place where you can see yourself and then run to the one that can change it. I cannot change anybody. Amen. I can't even change me. Because I've got the same stubbornness in me that you have in you. Just don't advertise it. We all have it. It's part of Adam that we've inherited. I want my way and I want it now. Amen? Amen? How many can relate to that one? Amen. Why? Because we are in that space. Does that mean that we are going to live there forever? No! Now I want to go to verse 19, same chapter. Same chapter, John 5, verse 19. We're just going in reverse a little bit. If you don't mind, you know, sometimes we didn't get to see ourselves when we back it up. So Jesus answered them by saying, I assure you, most solemnly I tell you, the Son is able to do nothing from himself, of his own accord. But he is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does is what the Son does in the same way in his turn. So we each have a turn, right? Me first, me second, me third, me fourth. Amen? We all have a turn. Does God ever get his turn? All the time. Believing that you and I can be changed into this place of submission is going to take a miracle. Amen. And God is not lacking his ability to produce miracles in us. I'm going to tickle you a little more. And while I'm tickling you, remember, I'm not tickling you alone. I'm tickling me as well. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Verse 27. They did not perceive nor understand that he was speaking to them of the Father. So Jesus added, when you have lifted up the Son of Man on the cross, you will realize, know, understand that I am he for whom you look, and that I do nothing from myself of my own accord or of my own authority, but I say exactly what the Father has taught me.
and he who sent me is ever with me. My Father has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him. So you and I have quite a ways to go. And the only way he's going to take us there is by his Holy Spirit. You say, well, that should be enough, right? I hope not, because we're going to John 15. Because he's given us a promise. He's given us so many promises that it's a little bit scary. Okay? I'm going to take you to John 16 first. Sorry. John chapter 16. And we're going to hit verse 13. But when the Spirit of truth, the truth-giving Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth, the whole full truth. For he will not speak his own message on his own authority. But he will tell whatever he hears from the Father. He will give the message that he has, that has been given to him. I'm sorry. He will announce and declare to you the things that are to come prophetically, that will happen in the future prophetically. He will honor and glorify me because he will take of, receive, draw upon what is mine, and will reveal, declare, disclose, transmit it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine, and that is what I meant when I said that he will take the things that are mine and will reveal, declare, and disclose, and transmit them to you. So that's the creation of the next level. That creation which he will apply to each and every one of us as we submit to him will manifest in us because we're going to become more and more like him. Now back it up to John chapter 15, verse 26. Because here you're going to go in a little more detail as to what is happening inside of us. But when the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Strengthener comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who comes, proceeds from the Father, he himself will testify regarding me. We can see in believers their goal by the fruits. My little great-granddaughter turned a year old this week. And yesterday, I was taking care of her, and there's a one step from my kitchen floor to my family room floor. And in order to come down from, she's crawling now, of course, in order to come to that step, in order to come down that step, we've been putting a cushion because she nosedives into it, okay? She can't yet maneuver those legs. And the Holy Spirit, you know how the Holy Ghost is on the job. He's forever doing something to shake your tree a little. And she's got these problems because these legs just will not come down in those steps. And she gets mad because they're not doing what she wants them to. And Irene is sitting on the little chair next to me, and we're both looking at her, manipulating, and then she gets angry. She literally gets angry because she goes, you know, she's not talking yet, but the anger is coming out. Because those legs are not coming down there, and she's putting her hand down, and she's touching the cushion, and she almost nosedives, but then she pulls herself back up
So finally, I said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? And he said, help her legs. So I literally, because she had it twisted, and she couldn't get the leg down. So I showed her how to crawl with her two little heels on the floor and slide her bum along. And we succeeded pretty good. And when she got those two legs to go down, then it was like, are you going to help me? And she has that smirk on her face. So I put out one hand. She grabbed my finger, and she forgot she wasn't in her walker. Because in her walker, she trucks along. She'll do the whole room. But now, no walker, you got to balance. And she was so happy when she stood up that she literally decided to walk. Okay? And, of course, the excitement, I'm sure, got the best of her, because then she plopped. And I said to my wife, you know, getting used to walking with this earth suit is an incredible challenge for a spirit being. Close your eyes. Say, when I learned to walk,
I was no different than that child.
I needed a hand. Sometimes just one finger.
Would
give me the courage.
To walk in a new place.
And balance myself. If I started to forget
who I was.
And turn. And trust that finger. To guide me. To some form of victory.
And in my walk with Jesus.
I'm holding on to his hand. And I can make it to the finish line. Because he is getting stronger in me than I've ever known.
And it's
going to
get better.
Because he's manifesting.
And the Holy Spirit
is giving me
a challenge to keep going.
And to keep it going.
And not to quit halfway.
Holy Spirit,
teach me about Papa.
Teach me about Jesus.
So that I can make it to the finish line.
And baffle the wise.
Because you're on the job, Holy Ghost.
Don't stop.
Until the victory is complete.
Keep me walking in love.
Hallelujah.
And the Spirit of Truth.
Manifest
through me.
Let me see myself
so that I can see
how much I need you, Lord.
Amen.